So with graduation on us, and if you are graduating, I challenge you to listen for the next, I don't know, bit, because we're going to ask people to call in, people who have already done a lot more life than you have, and give you some advice. Now, you can listen to that advice and be ahead of the game, or you can be, you know, or not. It's up to you. I would suggest that you listen. Some of the advice you're going to get is stupid. You're not going to know that. We will tell you if it's stupid. If someone calls
if somebody calls us something dumb, we're just going to say that's dumb.
We'll go,
listen to them.
We'll say, hey, we'll tell them, thanks for calling. That's a dumb one. So, all right. So you have to listen closely, because we're going to try and do it quietly, as we can, as quietly as possible, to let you know when they're stupid. I will start off, though, with one that is, I don't think, is stupid. To all the graduating, the kids who are graduating high school, we're talking high school, I guess either one. I really kind of think high school, though, and I think graduation for some reason, because I didn't go to college, is that you don't know fat until you get married.
You only think you're fat right now.
I know you think you know the definition of fat, and you go, I know what it is. It's me. No, that's not the definition of fat. It's unbelievably, you can put on more weight than you can have right now. It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is impossible. How much? There's no way I can put on 100 pounds. Oh, the body's amazing.
I remember when I was 25 pounds overweight, and I was like, holy cow, I got fat. No, I didn't.
Nope,
that was just the starter 25.
Mm-hmm. That's just the one to get you hooked.
If you like this 25, you wait for the next 75.
What would your advice be?
Carson, you got something?
Yeah, something I wish I had known much earlier in life. Try to incorporate some form of movement. Not even saying exercise, just try to move every day. A 30-minute walk. It will do you such benefit down the line.
Okay. Patrick, go ahead.
I really want to say don't get fat. I know you already did that, but whenever I talk to high school kids, I always say don't get fat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
not about
easier.
The look of being fat. No, it's about just quality
of
life.
You just feel better. It's easier to not get fat than it is to lose weight after you get fat. Okay. Trust me on this.
That's all right. We can use that. Just
also
doubling it up.
Save some money.
All right. Bubba, what's yours?
I have several. Well, number one, get outside. This has nothing to do with fat or anything. Get outside and just do something. Whether you're sitting in the yard in the sun, or you're in the woods, or you're in the desert, or on the ocean, or you're doing whatever. Just get outside. Believe it or not, that's where you're meant to be. Number two, I'm going to say put down your phone. It is so important. Like, I literally become a different person when I put my phone down, and then I come back to the phone and I go, oh, that's why I put this down.
Yeah.
And then number three, just start saving some money. I know it sounds crazy. Set it up like an automatic draft, and you just put it away into an account. I would even get an account at another bank, and you just pay into that account so you never touch it, you never see it.
Something that you will not touch.
You will. You have to have that rainy day fund. I know it sounds stupid, and even if you do $25 a month to start off. Any little bit like that adds up over time. You know, I would suggest doing as much as you physically can. Do it the day your paycheck comes out so you never have to think about it, and you get used to living without that money. You're going to be better for it. I wish somebody would have taught me that way back when.
All right, so there's ours. They're all awesome. So if you're listening and you can add to that, please do. Advice for our graduates.
Get in touch with the world-famous Big D and Bubba Show. Text or call 1-800-667-8686.